We're in a season of great outpouring of the Spirit. The day spring from on high is visiting us through the tender mercies of our God. Draw near with an open heart to receive the blessings of our God. Be revived.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, today we are beginning a series as the Lord commanded through our Father in the Lord to start a series, The Way of Communion. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Way of Communion. So the series will go for some couple of weeks, and I'm trusting the Lord to do a kind of introductory work, and then I believe that other ministers will come and build on it and then strengthen and open some other doors. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, while Daddy was sharing this burden with us. Hallelujah. I believe that this is the burden in the hearts of the Lord. Not just in City Gate Church, in the body of Christ. Amen. I believe it's a very heavy burden in the heart of the Lord. And then it's a very sensitive teaching. And I'm believing, I'm trusting the Lord that the Lord will help us, because one way or the other, the teaching, you know, what the Lord wants to supply, one way or the other, we all lack it in different degrees. Amen. So it's good for us to be very meek with a heart that wants to receive and then allow the Lord to supply that lack. Amen. We all lack it in one way or the other. Amen. And I also see that this is a major thing that Satan is gradually, you know, fighting in the body. It's not an obvious, you know, of course, probably the warfare would have started for a while, but, you know, just like it always happens, it is the effect of war that have been engaged for a while that probably sometime bring it to our notice of what the enemy is doing. It's when the things start having, okay, what's going on, that we now begin to accept the Lord awakes or enlighten us early enough. Amen. So it's a major warfare that we all seated here and many other believers in the body right now are going through. Amen. Some have not even come to see it as warfare. We just felt that it's normal, but it's not normal. A lot of things are happening that does not look like war is going on, but it's a major warfare. And what the devil wants to do is that he wants to gradually fade that communion thing. He wants to take it away. Are you getting what I'm saying? Hallelujah. That true, real communion with Jesus. He wants to take it away and replace it with, you know, how do we call it? Replace it with religion. Replace it with activity that does not produce life. Replace it with things, you know, that further deaden the soul. Amen. So it's a major warfare. Hallelujah. I want to believe that the Lord wants us to get this thing right and by extension be a blessing to other believers in the body. Amen. And as we get it right and take the right posture, we'll be able to help our brethren in one way or the other. All of us seated here, maybe in your workplace, you have Christians that you are colleagues, you have, you know, you work together in school, you have Christians that were going through this whole thing. Amen. But you know, just like scripture says, Jesus talking to Peter, he says, if thou be, he says, Satan wanted to do what? To swift you, amen, to save you, and then to that your faith, Satan wants your faith to fail. Okay, thank you for that scripture. And he said, the Lord says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desire to have you, that he might swift you as wheat. Can you imagine? Amen. want to sweep him as wheat. And I have prayed for thee that thou thy faith fail not. So the swifting, if that happens, all of a sudden Peter's faith will fail. Sometimes when you see people's faith fail all of a sudden, it's not that day. Something has happened. Substances are, you know what it means to swift something? Amen. You remove the salt, it remains shaft. So when a Christian remains a shaft, when you know issue comes, it will fall like a pack of cards. Amen. Hallelujah. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. But that, this is the next statement that I want to say something about. But when thou being converted, strengthen thy brethren. So the Lord wants to convert us. In other words, the Lord wants to strengthen us as far as the area of communion with the Lord is concerned. And then by the time we'll master it, and then it becomes a way, as you know, the body of that teaching says, is it the way of communion? It has to become a way. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If it becomes a way, you will now be, it will now be easy for you to communicate it to another. Hallelujah. You'll be able to help other person that is struggling. You know, okay, this is what you do. This is what you do. And help the other person to get stronger. So he said, if thou be converted, strengthen thy brethren. So the way of communion, growing our basic fellowship with the Lord, as simple as it sounds, is a major thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Communion with the Lord is one of the major things Satan is fighting in our days today. Communion with Jesus is fighting it from all sides. Amen. The whole world is gravitating to a place where it becomes very difficult to have a genuine, true communion with Jesus. And it's clear, including myself, you know, if we sit down and examine ourselves thoroughly, we will agree that we are lagging behind as far as that area is concerned. Amen. Praise the Lord. We must fight to grow a stronger communion with the Lord. It's a war. Amen. You can't just by chance have one. No. You have to fight to have a strong communion with Jesus, especially in the time that we are in. You know, we thank God for our fathers, and we thank God how far that they have gone. Amen. Just like that, he teach us, we are not going above them, but the Lord wants us to go beyond them because of his work. It's not a competitive race. Okay, are you getting what I'm saying? It's one walk, a stretch walk that the Lord, just like, imagine someone like Joshua competing himself with Moses. It's the same thing. Amen. It's the same thing. The vision is to take them from Egypt and take them to the promised land. But Moses could not finish it. He has to continue. And then, you know, even Joshua did not even finish the whole assignment. Another have to continue. It takes David to bring it to at least to a very high degree. Amen. So it's one work the Lord is doing. Amen. So we are supposed to go beyond our fathers. Some of the wars we are fighting right now, the way the world has morphed, it doesn't used to be like that before. One day, Daddy was sharing a burden after the prayers when we're having prayer and fasting in January, and he was saying something that the world has become fast. You know, we are living in a very fast world. Are you getting what I'm saying? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he was giving an example how he will write a letter and post it. Some of us don't even understand all those language anymore. Amen. And post it. some people were not even born at that time. I was trying to tell some. So praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you have to discuss with some people to know that you are not getting younger. Sincerely. I was telling some people how when I did the 4 jam, I have to go to buy the jam form from bank and sit down and feel it. You know that kind of thing? Somebody was like, hey, really? I said, so you don't know? Wow. Praise God. So you go back and submit it, and then you have your sleep and broke your and everything. They gave it to you as packs. Amen. So everything is changing. The world is changing. Amen. And the point is that everything is, you know, gradually, people are being raised that are hasty. That are very hasty. Everything is fast, fast, fast. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. You don't write letter and wait for 2 weeks before you get a reply. or even more anymore. No, everything has become fast. It's an internet, and even the internet, a lot of, you know, AI and all those kind of stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. It's getting faster, isn't it? So if we are not careful, we can become a people that are not patient. We can be, and if you are not patient, you can't walk with God. As little as this communion thing sounds, if you are not patient, that's one of the problems we have. We can't wait in God's presence. It's difficult. It's difficult to sit down 1 hour, you know, waiting on the Lord. Something will pull you here, something will pull you there. Before you know, you jump out of the place. You know, that, you know, it's a major thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have to trust God to rewire us. Amen. To have to know by these teachings to be able to do a lot of work that will help us. Now, we live in this world, but we will not be of the world. What the world is turning people into is not going to be affecting us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we are in a very fast, you know, everything is fast. Amen. And gradually, faith is eroding away. And you can't have communion with the Lord without faith. Amen. God is a spirit. Anything you have to do with God must come out of faith. Must be born by faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us. And the Lord will give us understanding in Jesus' name. So there's a whole lot that we are worrying with. Our heart is now engaged with all kinds of things. Now, an evil spirit understands that heart is the center for communion. Heart is the hub for communion. If the heart is taken, or if the heart is engaged by another, in quote, kind of communion, there is no way we'll be able to have a true, genuine, rich, mark my words, rich. Some of us have communion, but it's very, very, it's shallow. It's scanty. You know, in the course of this teaching, you understand what I'm saying. It's scanty. And just like when there is an issue with a patient in the hospital, there are indices called symptoms that you can use to know that this is the issue. Amen. So there are symptoms that we all have. One of it is that it's very difficult for believers now to know God's will on the matter. It's like it's a hard thing. And it's not supposed to be like that. If we look at it very well, it is a communion problem. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Amen. It's a problem that is coming from communion. A lot of, you know, engaging our lives with sense, engaging our life with brain work, you know, not have dealings with the Lord, you know, leading the affairs of our lives. You know, some phrase like, what is the Lord saying? What is the will of the Lord? Why are you not doing this? I'm still checking it up on the Lord. Amen. I'm still waiting upon it. Such kind of statements are becoming archaic. They are sounding, they are fading away. Thank you, Pastor. So you see Christian, they can talk and gist about what they are doing, and you don't hear Holy Ghost leading, waiting on the Lord. The Lord has said something. The Lord is not in the equation. You get what I'm talking about? Amen. And they are believers. So we have believers that run their life outside the Lord. They run their life outside. How did we get here? It's a calculated warfare. And I want us to understand something. That Satan wants to bring us to a place that he will bring warfare there, and there's no way we'll be able it will be very difficult for us to win that warfare, because it will be on his own ground. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Amen. Praise the Lord. It was yesterday that, you know, I got a call and somebody was telling me that, why have you not done this? He told me to do something. I said, I have to wait on the Lord about it. So the person called me, you know, and he was saying, telling me that I should have done it and all that. I said, I have to wait on the Lord about it. He could not understand what I was saying. He said, how can you wait on the Lord? This thing is, you know, and all that. I said, I don't do things that way. I have to. I said, that decision is too strong. He's advising me to maybe go take some, some reading about PhD and do master's, do PhD and things like that. I said, okay, I had to wait on the Lord about it. I had to. I can't just,
jump like that.
Say, this person is doing this person. Is doing this. I say, yeah, thank God for them. But I have to wait on the Lord about it. Amen. And that's not a statement of religion. It's not a religious statement. But one thing Satan has done is that he paints such things as religious statement. It's not religious. Some people can say it religiously. That does not mean that there's no authenticity of it. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Yes, there is authenticity of it. We have to live our life as ordered by the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So heart is engaged. Our heart is going through a lot of battering because they don't want us to settle in the heart to have fellowship with the Lord. And it's a deliberate thing. One thing I notice is that evil spirits are deliberate in their warfare. But thank God, beginning this year, the Lord has beginning to bring our consciousness to be deliberate in warfare. To be intentional. Because if you are not intentional and you are at war, you are 50% down. You are not intentional. You are just, maybe you are not even aware that something is going on against you. You are not aware that the plot is going on against you. You are not aware that they are firing arrow against you. Are you getting what I'm talking about? So awareness is very important. That spirits are going after our hearts. So that we will not be able to have a communion with the Lord. So that our communion will be scanty and shallow. And when our communion is shallow, it's going to affect our life. Hallelujah. A shallow communion will produce a shallow life. There's no way we'll have strong believers if we don't have strong communion with the Lord. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Amen. Communion with Jesus through the Holy Ghost is a major foundational block in our building. It's a major, if we remove that, I want to tell you that there is no building. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Why do we have believers today that are totally dependent on their pastors and their leaders? Totally, mark my word, totally dependent. It's because somewhere they don't have relationship with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And just like Daddy said, you know, he was trying to tell us the discussion he had with Mommy when they traveled to Plateau State, that, you know, and that becomes a unnecessary burden on ministers. One should not even get to ministers' table if the saints are relating well with the Lord. Or even though it gets there, it will get in a way that is just need to tidy some few things and the thing is fine. You know, it now become too much, whatever. The body now become too much because believers are gradually being disconnected from the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They are gradually being disconnected. Satan is fighting our communion. The earlier we know, the better. Amen. Hallelujah. I've said it, that lack of communion is the reason why we have a lot of believers that are not strong today. That are not strong. There's no way we can produce strong believers if we don't have strong communion with Jesus. We are strong as our communion with the Lord. Amen. And I want us to make a personal assessment. You know, you have to be very sincere. You know, one thing that you need, which has been emphasized over and over again, is we need sincerity to journey in the faith. Don't deceive yourself. Amen. We shouldn't deceive ourselves. If you are strong, or if you are, you will know. Amen. If you are not, you will know. But you know, but the truth is that if you notice that there is something I am not strong, you know, with my walk with the Lord as I ought to, what exactly is the issue? It's good to sit down and access it. And not say, ah, what will be, will be. Amen. That's not a good attitude. It's good to all of us to sit down, have a, what is happening? Is it what's going on? And trace it to where the issue is. And start working on it. That's one of the reasons, that's one of the things that I believe the teaching wants to do, to bring God to a place that we have deliberately check our lives. We have to do that. Christianity is not as it used to be before anymore. There is a water gate. Amen. So it's good for us to do personal assessment. Check your communion with the Lord. Can you say it's strong? I asked myself those questions and I find that I was feeling in some places. It's not a statement of humility. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. And I asked myself, what are you going to do about this one? What are you going to do about this one? What are you going to do about this? Amen.
I'm going to do something about it. I will have to sit down to look at it, this area. Amen. Now, the way you have communion, I'm talking to you right now, the way your communion with the Lord, is it good enough to recommend to another person? The way you relate with the Lord. Some of our communion is epileptic. Today is up, tomorrow is down, today is up. If you they hand over a new believer to you and you have to teach the person how to do communion, can you hand over the way you are? Do you have a good legacy that you can hand it over? It's something we need to. One thing I also believe that Satan has done is that we are just nonchalant somewhere. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Amen. During Shofar, Daddy made a statement that the Lord will put pressure on us. And I'm praying that should happen. Because I've discovered, even though I understand that, you know, the Lord does not always want to be putting pressure on us, but I've discovered that most of the time I make some serious, steps in the spirit in my work with God, a season where I was under pressure. Amen. I was under pressure. So it's like the thing speed up or catalyze the, you know, whatever. I say through many tribulation or through many troubles in this present language, you will enter in the kingdom. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes maybe our comfort zone need to be, they need to shake something a little bit. Oh no, we have come to a place that when there's no problem, we don't pray again. You know, those kind of stuff. But it shouldn't be. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's good for us to sit down and do a personal assessment. They are talking about the way of communion. Is my communion strong enough? Is it good enough that can be a blessing to another? And I can sit down and, you know, this is how I relate with the Lord. And the person can, wow, and the person will look at it and the person gets better. This is one of the reasons why the harvest is being delayed. Because, you know, imagine that a lot of people are having issues with communion with the Lord and the Lord brings more people. There's going to be commotion. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Hallelujah. It is easy for the Lord to bring someone around you. If you have mastered some things, he wants you to pass to the person. Praise the Lord. But in the weeks that this teaching will be done, I believe that the Lord will do something. I believe that our communion will jump up. Our communion will get stronger. Our communion will get robust and got richer. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let's look at the word communion. You know, I'm just doing an introduction just to introduce the series. Amen. You know, I will touch, you know, one or two things. Amen. A communion, the word communion, looking at just to define it as the word, it says it's a friendly relationship marked by a strong communion, communication, marked by a strong communication link, mutual understanding. It's a friendly relationship. I want us to know those words. Amen. And then there are two pillars that make communion running. It's communication link and mutual understanding. Scripture says, can two walk together except they agree? One of the reasons why we are having issue with communion, there are issues we don't agree with the Lord. I'm not saying you have to agree with the Lord on everything before you begin communion. But if some obvious sins are still there that you know is obvious, are you getting what I'm talking about? Obvious issues. Amen. I'm not talking about the nature of sin that you are still dealing with. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about obvious things that the Lord has corrected, the Lord has brought teachings, the Lord has addressed, and then you are not willing to let it go. That is going to affect your communion. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. So there have to be a mutual understanding and a communication, strong communication link for fellowship or communion to exist. If there is no two things, if there is no those two things, there cannot be communion. There have to be agreement. There have to be harmony. There have to be oneness. There have to be togetherness. There have to be unity. I saw the word communion is actually a two, you know, English has a way of joining words together. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you break it, it's common union. So you must have something in common. And looking at it, I've come to discover that a believer who has a believer is someone that have experienced new birth, isn't it? Your spirit has been quickened. Amen. And I try to look at it basically, down to the basic form of it. Okay, do I have to become a spiritual guru before I have fellowship with the Lord? No. Amen. Hallelujah. A person with a quickening spirit that have the Holy Ghost. Of course, we have been taught and we know that speaking in tongues, you know, is not, how do I put it? Okay, Lord help me. Amen. Hallelujah. There are believers that don't speak in tongues, hope you know. That does not mean they don't have the Holy Ghost. You get what I'm saying? So speaking in tongues is wonderful. We thank God for that. It enhances fellowship and communion with the Lord too. Amen. It's very important. Amen. But there are believers that don't pray in the Spirit, but they have Holy Ghost. You get what I'm talking about? Yeah, so praying in the Spirit, as some people have erroneously taught, that if you're not praying in the Holy Spirit as a believer, you don't have Holy Ghost. No. Amen. You have Holy Ghost, but Holy Ghost has not moved to that level of relationship with you yet. But you can relate. There are people that don't pray in the Spirit and the Lord leads them. Yeah, Billy Graham is someone like that. Amen. There are many people like that. That does not mean you should not pray in the Holy Ghost. Okay? Because it's part of your benefits and part of what the Lord wants you to experience as a believer. It's scriptural. Amen. Hallelujah. So what do I need for communion as basic? I need to be quickened in my spirit. And you can't be quickened with your spirit without having the Holy Ghost inside you. Did you get that? When you are quickened in your spirit, there is the Holy Ghost inside you. Do you believe that? Every Christian, as far as you are a Christian, or everyone that have experienced what they call new birth, have Holy Ghost. Do you agree with that? You see, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. Amen. So you have Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. So what basic thing do I need for communion or relationship or fellowship to begin? Number one, I need a quickening spirit. Number two, I need a Holy Ghost in me. Number three, I need access to the scripture. Is enough to begin communion. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Those is enough to, you know, and you're quickening your spirit. You have Holy Ghost inside you, of course. You can't be quickening your spirit. There's Holy Ghost have to be there. It's enough to begin a relationship, a communion with the Lord. There are people with this thing, and they have a very rich communion, funny enough, than even people that have stuff. Oh, you don't get what I am saying? Somebody can have deeper communion with Jesus with little light than you that have much light and don't have such communion. Oh, you don't get what I am saying? It's a way. Amen. Imagine people that have been Christian for maybe 30 years and then they keep their quiet time with the Lord every day. They will know the Lord in the way you will not know. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Are you getting what I'm saying? Even though you have access to light, but that thing they have done over the years, it has become a way. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. It has become part of them. A faith, a confidence has been built around it that it will take you, amen. If you are wise, if you are around such Christians, when they are talking, there is a lot for you to learn. It's just like a matron. You know, some ancient matron in some hospitals. Eh? Maybe she's 70-something and they have not allowed her to go and rest because she has experience. And one guy just came to do her man chips. If he's telling you, doctor, sir, don't do like that. Say, no, I'm a doctor. You're the guy. She has experience. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. So some people have journeyed, they have related with the Lord. They have experience. They know how the Lord, they know how when the Lord is not happy, they know how he feels. They have experience with the Lord. Communion. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So those are the major three things we need for communion to begin. We need, you know, the Spirit. It says that our spirit bear witness with the Holy Spirit. Now we are the children of God. So you have, your spirit is quickened. It can rapport with the Holy Ghost. Are you getting what I'm saying? An unbeliever cannot have communion with the Lord. The spirit is dead. Are you getting what I'm talking about? But your spirit is quickened. Some of us, those things, we experienced it, but we don't know what it is. You know, maybe some things you normally do and then you do and not, you feel nothing. Since when you now got quickened, you do the same thing and then you lost your peace. Then something has happened to you. Something is, you know, that thing, that feeling is as a result of a relationship. It's as a result of a fellowship. You can pick that, I've done something wrong. Amen. Hallelujah. You can pick something has happened. So that's your quickening spirit is a major, what would I call it now? Is a major advantage for communion to begin. So we can begin, as far as you are here listening to me, you know, and you are quickening your spirit, is enough for communion to begin with the Lord. And you have access to scripture. How many of you have access to Bible? At least, as far as I know, Nigerian government has not banned Bible. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you have access to it. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is a basic platform for communion. Now, communion gets better as light increases. Amen. So as you begin to grow in understanding, the communion gets better and stronger and richer. Amen. Hallelujah. As we grow in understanding, so if we are people of understanding, we should be people of strong communion with Jesus. And that will not happen if we don't do what we are supposed to do. Communion with Jesus, let me jump ahead of myself a little bit, does not jump on any believer. It's cultivated. I like the way that it captioned. It's a way. Amen. You don't impact ways. Oh, did you get what I am saying? Because thank God for impartation. Some things can be transferred by that. But I can't transfer, you know, imagine that my walk with the Lord for 50 years, kneel down. As I lay my hands on you, everything I know with the Lord is moved to you. It doesn't work like that. Some other things can move that way. Gift of the Spirit can move like that. Are you getting what I'm saying? But kneeling, dealings, leading, experience ways. It doesn't work like that. If not, maybe Moses could have impacted all the children of Israelite. Scripture says Moses knows the way. But then knows act. Say, okay, today, all of you, raise up your hand. Receive ways. And they're on the floor. After 3 hours, they wake up, they know the way. When you are not new or whatever, matrix. They don't install like that. You have to cultivate your own. Amen. Ways, fruits. You have to cultivate it. You don't impact fruit. You can impact gift. Because somewhere that impartation, we have carried it into anything, everything. So you think you can impact fruit. Somebody have worked with God and have learned what is called long suffering for 25 years. And you want to get it in one meeting. I wish it's as easy as that. All of us. Maybe I would have been on the throne right now. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, some believer had that mindset. There's a wonderful believer, wonderful, Christian, wonderful brother, you know, that when daddy came from Lagos, he came and he came to, he told me that he wants daddy to pray for him. I told daddy, I said, you can go ahead, you know, and then, you know, the way it was, I understand that thing. You understand what I'm talking about? Because, you know, that was, I understand that understanding that everything this man have, I'm desiring it. I desire it. Maybe you carry on one offering. I desire everything, the way you know scriptures, everything. As he lay hands on me, I take it and I believe I have it now. I am gone with it. I go to move the word. It doesn't work that way. Guy, you have to sit down under that minister for 40 years of your life. And listen, you can sit down there and not even have it. And listen very well for such things to move. It's wired with nature. Why won't a professor lay hands on his son and his son becomes a professor? Why do we carry that attitude into the body and want to edit process? So communion is a way. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Communion is a way that needs to be cultivated. This thing is very true. I won't lie to you. Some of us need to do a cultivating work for 6 months for some things to become your own. I won't lie to you. If not, if you begin it today and you don't have the sense of I am cultivating something, you know how they call your microorganism? Some people sleep in the lab. Are you getting to check it? Okay. Are you getting what I'm saying? You have to be dedicated if you are culturing something. You have to be fully, you can't culture things by, you know, by just anyhow. And no. You want to culture something? It takes a lot of deliberate effort for culturing to be done. So communion is to be cultured. Can you tell your neighbor that, please? We have to culture it. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me go back. It's like I jump ahead of myself. Let me quickly talk about God's desire. God wants us to have communion with Him. I had, you know, sometimes when I try to go through some of these things, some testimonies I hear from some maybe older ministers, some books I read comes to me, and I like to use them as an example, a contemporary example that does not look like, okay, everything is, you know, in scriptures and everything. I had Brock Billy, you know, he's our father, even though he's bro. Amen. Hallelujah. Said something, you know, he studied physics education in UI, for some of us that know that. He says that he used to have a very wonderful communion with the Lord for hours. So those men had something. He would sit with scripture. You know, Brock Billy is very strong with scripture. Mm-hmm. So he will sit with scripture for hours. So there is this particular course in physics that he was having a little bit of issues with it. So, and they were supposed to have a tutorial about it to teach it again. So he was having his communion with the Lord, the time he has with the Lord. And then the time for the, what's it called? I cannot miss this one, you know, this course. And as he was packing his bag, he said the Lord told him, where are you going? He said, I have this physics that I've been studying. And the Lord said, you think I cannot teach you physics? And he said, wow, I never thought of that before. Unless it's open your physics, I will teach you physics. Now, what am I saying? The Lord didn't want him to leave. Oh, you didn't get what I'm saying. So it means that he's not the only one enjoying communion, sir. Even the Lord was enjoying the communion. So it means that there's something about communion. It's not even, okay, when I have communion with Jesus, I have this. It's not about you alone. We are depriving the Lord of something. Are you getting what I'm saying? We are depriving the Lord of something. I had a particular person, I think Mommy Aline even said something close to that. You know, I have a senior colleague then when we were in school that said something, that he set a time that this time I'll be praying, this time I'll be doing this. And then one day he came late, the time, he has a place he was praying. And he said the Lord told him that I've been here waiting for you. So when I hear some, those kind of things, I say, okay, wow, is it that? So that means, amen. Have you read Good Morning, Holy Spirit? If you have not, please go and read it. That was one of the first Benny Hinn book. He was talking about communion with the Holy Ghost. You know, Daddy gave us an, he was sharing the burden of this teaching with us, you know. He said something about a particular man of God in this city that had a very strong walk with the Lord. And what Daddy was saying, I just remember what Benny Hinn wrote in his book. He said you will have a strong relationship with the Lord, fellowship with the Lord, to the point that he used to know the side of his bed that the Lord sits when he comes. You know that he sits here, the place is just, you know, it's just too real. It was too real. One day, he was supposed to have time with the Lord, and then he has a cousin to go and visit. So he was like, if I don't go there, you know, if you read the book, you know what I'm saying. and went to visit the cousin and did not have relationship. He struggled. And the Lord warned him that he should never do that and choose anybody above him. Amen. So these things are real. Why are this kind of testimony fizzling away? When last do you have relationship with the Lord and then you had a strong rapport? I read a book written by one particular minister, Mary Ruth Soap. That's listening prayers. He had a walk with the Lord. It's good for people that have that believers at workplace. She was a lecturer. She was not even a minister on the pulpit. But her walk with the Lord was so strong. They connived against her and they hid a particular major sensitive file that if he did not see it, it can lead to her being dismissed as a lecturer in that university. They hid the file. When he came to work, he was looking for the file. He didn't see the file. They are fighting him. You're fighting her. Are you guys what I'm saying? So he was like, who took the file? Nobody said, how do you know the file that is in your whatever? So there was no way. He said, he just retreated to pray. Lord, where is the file? The Lord said, go to the left. So he came into somebody's office. What are you doing in my office? He didn't even answer the person. The Lord said, open that drawer. he went straight to everybody. He kept quiet. See, that day, they say she was a witch or something. You understand what I'm saying? She had walk with the Lord. There's a book she wrote about nutrition I've been looking for. She mentioned it in that book, how the Lord taught her what to eat and not what to eat and when to eat and all that. He said that book, the Lord dictated for her to type. She will say, ah, please, I didn't get what you said. Can you please, the Lord, go back? The Lord will go back and repeat it again. So he has how do I put it? Communion with the Lord. But it did not just happen in one day. It was cultured. That's what I'm saying. So we need to, after this, can you go back and sit down and begin to culture your own communion with the Lord? The communion of your pastor is not your own. Oh, you don't get what I am saying. Everything that is my father is mine. No. It's not like that. You have to build your own. Amen. Because sometimes the way the Lord deals with people is unique. You have to have your own communion with the Lord. You know, Pastor Richard of Blessed Memory taught us, you know, some things when he came talking about becoming the friend of the Lord. It's around this communion thing. Ah, amen. And he said something I will never forget. He says that when you start relating with the Lord, that the Lord have a unique way of relating with every of his children. So if the Lord have 20 or 2 billion Christians, he has a unique 2 billion ways that he reaches them. Did you get what I just said? And he was trying to now give an example how the Lord speaks to him. I was talking about how the Lord will use the wife, use the child to speak to him. And he was not giving scriptures. I was like, wow. He was not saying that there are patterns, that most believers are not too observant. That's another thing. To know that these patterns is my way the Lord speaks to me. Hallelujah. I believe the word is saying that we should be very observant of the way he comes to us. There are, you know, amen. I believe it's the Lord that just brought that, inspired that thought back into my mind. You have to sit down and check. If there are things that the Lord has spoken to you, one thing I know, which Pastor Richard mentioned in that, you know, teaching, he said that, you know, sometimes we say, the Lord speak to me. The Lord does not just think about the speaking. The Lord wants to a way. So if he speaks, he will leave a trace. Most of them will take what he says and leave trace. So the next time he wants to talk to you, you don't have. So he comes with a trace. He leaves it a path. He leaves a way that you should know, because there is an enemy. There's an enemy. So this thing. I used to tell people that they'll say that, I don't know if it's the Lord, but I'm waiting. When we come to people, they said, I know is the Lord. Now, have you done chemistry qualitative analysis before? Sorry for those that are not science students. You are testing for salts. At the point you'll be suspecting. You can suspect about maybe 4 cations. I suspect this. So you go through another test again. You remove 2. I suspect this. You go to another test. Sodium confirmed. Because it's sodium that behaves like that in the whole universe. So you can try, you check it, okay? You look at some other instances. Look at when you get to a place, this is it. This is it. This is the Lord. So we must be observant. We can't just be people that are just living anyhow. No. You are observant. In that teaching, Becoming the Friend of God, he mentioned something about Peter. He said the Lord has a pattern of talking to Peter 3 times. I never saw that in my Bible before. I said, wow, this is serious. When I saw it, I said, 3 times. Repeat 3 times. So it's like a way the Lord gets to him. Yes. He said that, you know, he told him, yeah, you deny me 3 times. And after the whole thing, Jesus came to meet my children. Have you caught any meat? And told him, feed my lamb, feed my sheep 3 times. To tell him to go to Cornelius' house. 3 times. So the Lord was not just talking. For Peter, it is a 3 times thing. Yes. When he does that, Peter will know that, this one. Thrice. And, you know, funny enough, you see that it's not 4 men that came to seek him. 3 men. Bob Jones told, Rick Joyner about the place they are going to see where they are supposed to. Say, you see 4 boxes there. You see 5 this one there. And you know that God has been using 5 to talk to him. He has 5 children. The Lord said that he has to strengthen the 5 ministry gift. He said most of his 5. We have to be observant. You can't just live anyhow. We have to be very observant. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. There are patterns like that for many. A lot of us, some things are recording again, but you are not yet conscious of it. You're having the same dream. Same thing is coming again, and you are not. You have to see that. Why is this thing? And be very observant. There's a particular scripture he uses in Proverbs. I can't remember exactly how, you know, Solomon was talking about being observant. And you have to observe to be able to track relationship, you know. And if we are conscious, we cultivate a relationship, you just notice that a way, you will have a way. The Lord will begin to culture a way. And that will become like patent to you. It will be like customized to you. Yes. It will be like customized, you know. Myself and Pastor CG fellowship a lot. We talk a lot, talking about strengthening one another and all that. So when I was speaking that this, you know, my wife is my wife. Then I was struggling with a lot of things. Amen. I was struggling. So I told Pastor, I said, are you sure? I said, if this is not true, then everything is not true. Because I had to wait on it for almost 1 year. And the day I told that, he said, he knows. I said, okay. Amen. Hallelujah. It was so strong that the Lord told me, the Lord was bringing the thought. I said that I'm not ready. So out of my just talking, that sometimes we just talk. I said, give me 6 months. I'm not ready. I've forgotten that I asked for 6 months, Pastor. 6 months, exactly the same date, the thought came back. Oh, no.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Proveni kargaba pargadi fargadopia bagaji kargadofia brahagaba. Prasasisa prasasisisa pargasasa. I'm opening your eyes. I'm opening your eyes. I want you to see. I want you to see how I've been coming. I want you to see how I've been coming, even through your thoughts, through thoughts, through suggestions, through things, through counsels, counsels that you think is not me. I want you to see. I want you to see. Oh, I want you to see. And I'm set to make you see. I'm set for to make you see. I want you to see all that I have been saying. All I have been saying. For there are some of you that are still locked. They are still locked from the reality of my thoughts. I want to give you. I want to speak to you. But you are far from me. You can't relate with my way. You can't relate with my way. And for this purpose, I have placed this burden. I have placed this burden for you to come into understanding. For you to come into comprehension of how I want to deliver my thoughts. How I want to deliver my thoughts. How I speak. How I show. How I move. I want you to know how to read my manner. I want you to know how to read my steps. I want you to know how to read my ways. I want you to have sense such that you can read me. You can read me. You can read me. Read me, move. Read me, move. Read me, move. Read me. Read me. Read me. Read me. And begin to catch me. Begin to catch me. For it's fun for me. It's fun for me. It's fun for me. When I show in a riddle, when I show through a parable, when I show through a riddle, when I move through a riddle, and you search it out. You search it out. You search it out. Search it out. Search it out. Come to comprehension. Come to understanding. For that's the purpose of this burden. That's the purpose of this burden. Come into a place where you gain sight, and you can begin to latch on the things I say, latch on the things I do, even know things concerning the future. And for that's why I place this burden. For I want to speak to you more. I want to speak to you more as an assembly. I want to speak to you more as saints. I want to communicate burdens to you. I want to raise a people that are my friends, a people that I can share my secrets with. Say the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Let's quickly go to Matthew chapter 27, verse 50 to 52. One of the major signs that characterized the beginning of the New Testament was the rending of the veil. And that shows that God is calling us into communion. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, and Jesus, when he had cried with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. Immediately Jesus just yielded up the ghost. You know, a season has ended. He said, it is finished. It's not just that he's died. No. A particular allocation, a particular season of God's dealing has ended. Amen. He yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple rent. So this means that in this new season, there will be no, everyone should have communion with the Lord. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. The veil of the temple rent in twain from the top to bottom. And earth did quake and the rock rent. Amen. And grave opened and the likes. Amen. But one of the things that shows us is that in the New Testament, Jesus told again when he appeared to him, he said that I do not put prophets in the church to lead my people. So that I put, I says the Holy Ghost through inner witness will lead my people, and then ministry gifts of prophets will confirm what I'm speaking to my people. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Amen. Hallelujah. So there will be that relationship. Everyone have access to the Holy Ghost as Christian. Everyone should have communion with the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So like I said, we have to cultivate it. Let me say one or two things that we need when you want to cultivate something. I want us to, by God's grace, including myself, go down and sit down and do assessment. Let's reassess ourselves again. Okay. Because I talk about communication. I talk about mutual understanding. Amen. Your communication must, you know, that quiet time thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We cannot build Christians that are strong without that thing. It's not a cake. It's not a cake. There must be a time that you'll have with the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody was telling me, I think it was Brazil, was telling me what Baba Deboye said. Baba Deboye said something that your first, as you are waking up, that first time should be for the Lord. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. And he quoted the scripture in Psalm 63. Think Psalm 63. Early will I seek you. See, that first time we have to be with you, have to be for the Lord before things start engaging your mind, before things start whatever and all that. It says, God, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirst for thee. So this thing can be interpreted in different ways. It can be the early hour of the day. It can be the early season of your life. Don't go and jai when you're not 80. Say, now I want to seek the Lord. You know what happens. You know? Just like actors and actresses are doing. When they have finished the prime of their life, before you know, they become evangelists. Amen. Hallelujah. Time has gone. You don't even have strength anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. I was coming to this scripture. As in the morning, rise up great while before the day. Jesus departed into the solitary place. Solitary place does not mean that you run away and go and look for one mountain in Mount Everest and stay there not seeing the sun. No. Amen. Hallelujah. But have a time that you spend with the Lord. Amen. How many of you know that you can be with people and then you are with the Lord? We should have a way of being with the Lord. That's what the heart is supposed to be used for. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Most of us, we don't know how to use our hearts. Satan has engaged our heart for the wrong reasons. Okay, let me quickly say this before I say one or two things about the heart. So to culture communion with the Lord, it has to be intentional. By chance, it will not work. I won't lie to you. Can you be intentional about it for 6 months? I don't know how God speaks to me. It is your fault. One day I was praying for something in school and I have a roommate, a wonderful brother. Thank God for him. So I said, I've been praying. God has not spoken to me. He told me, he said, you have not spoken to God enough. I said, yeah. He said, yes. So I'll go back and pray again. It was just, the Lord just placed him there. His senior colleagues was just helping me out and all that. So, you know, I want to know what God's saying and all those kind of things. But let me tell you something. You see, that hearing God, it should be a product of communion. Because sometimes we put communion aside and come to God, I want to hear you. If he wants to help you, he will not speak. He will keep coming. He wants to culture communion. Or he will say, even to say, this is your name. You say this, it will stop. So people are so smart, they will complete it themselves. And not come back again. You know, some people are running with something that is not a complete statement. Oh, you don't know? Ah. Some people are doing ministry with a statement that the Lord said, hoping that they will come back for more details. They didn't come back. They pick an incomplete statement. Is what they are running with. They didn't get. Sometimes the Lord will not completely say everything because he to him, that's your coming, that's your communion with him is more important than what you want to hear. So sometimes we can also talk in a way that people just go to God to hear his voice and go away. No. Are you getting what I'm saying? That it says that the foundation of prayer is communion prayer. So you don't just come to God because you want something. That is using God. And when he speaks, you are no longer there again. One pastor shared a testimony, you know, he's an evangelist. Minister. Somebody came and the person was asking for, what's it called? Fruit of the womb, trusting God. For, so he prayed for the person. The person got pregnant. Oh, I'm pregnant. Too. After that, he went to the person. This person is George again. So when the person wants to give birth again, and he came back. I said, I know you. He said, yes. So I came last 2 years. I got pregnant. I said, where have you been? Said, I've been around in Abuja, but you have not been coming to church. Said, there are issues. I'm too busy. Oh, now that you now need another pregnancy, you now remember that you got another. So that's how some people did. No commitment. They just come when they need something. When they have it, they're gone. Yes. It's not supposed to be so. That's to be communion. Either you're looking for something or you're asking God. No, you should have time of really fellowship with God. So it has to be intentional. Please be intentional about it. Go home and sit down and be intentional about your communion with the Lord. You will need it. It's very important. It has to be consistent. When you are intentional, you come up with the plan. Maybe you set a time. This is what I will do. My quiet time. This is how I will handle it. This is what I will do. And you have to be consistent.
If it is once in 3 weeks, it's not communion. It can't generate benefits and whatever of communion. It won't be a communion. Amen. You'll be scanty of many things. It has to be consistent daily. Amen. It has to be daily. It has to be daily. It has to be, there has to be continuity. You don't just break it. That's to be, I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Amen. When looking at this, I say, God, I have to help me. I have to use this thing myself. Amen. I have to use it for myself. You have to continue. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to be committed to it. You have to be committed to it. There must be commitment. God and Satan should know that you are committed. You have to be committed to it. Sometimes you have to be rigid. If you missed it, you have to do it. Somebody put himself and said, I'm supposed to pray one hour in tongues. And the day I miss it, I'll make it 2 hours. So when he did that, he made sure that I don't have time for 2 hours. So let me make sure that I don't do it. We have to be disciplined. You can't have communion with the Lord if you are lazy. Concentration is very important. You want to do communion with the Lord for 1 hour, 40% of the time you are on phone. All of us will have to war with this. You are not communion with the Lord, you are communion with your phone. And when we commune with your phone, confusion will not be far from you. Amen. Hallelujah. Concentration is very important. We must have full concentration. If you need for you to put up phone to have communion with Jesus, it's a blessing. You need to do that. Amen. Don't allow the Lord to send people to steal your phone before you'll be able to do communion. Don't let it get there. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We must be committed. We must have concentration. It must be continue. Must have continuity. It must be consistent. And it has to be intentional. If it is not intentional, spirit will just blow you away. They'll just give you an excuse. You know you have clothes to wash. That course is voluminous. You have not read up to half of it. He wants to stop you. You have to be intentional about it. Hallelujah. Communion is of the heart, not of the mouth. We must war to make sure that our heart, amen, is kept. In culturing communion, you must make sure that nothing just, your heart is not a dumping ground for evil spirits. Your heart, you must make sure that your heart, you consciously put things that will enhance communion in your heart. That leads me to meditation. Because of time, I'll just mention it. One thing I discovered, I come to discover that we have a lot of people that they are not in control of their heart. You don't understand what I'm saying. Your heart is just, this scripture says, guard your heart with all diligence. Your heart is just there. Amen. Your heart is, that's why everybody's offending you per second bill. He broke my heart. Another person broke your heart. Another person. Why would not keep your heart from being broken? Amen. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Issues of life. That's where communion happens. If your heart is not under your control, you can't have communion with the Lord. You have to tell, this heart is my own. And what has happened there will determine who I become. As a man thinketh in his heart. So easy. So you don't just hand over to your heart to one evil spirit to be using to culture your personality. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Somebody offend you and then you open your heart and then you keep those things in your heart. How will you be able to commune with the Lord? You'll not be able to commune with the Lord. So we must take charge of our heart for the purpose of communion. Thoughts, imaginations, meditation, projection, affections. Those things are of the heart. You don't just allow hearts to just, you know, one of the things, inordinate affection. That's what scripture call it. It's one of the reasons why, you know, lust is one of the reasons why many young people cannot keep communion with the Lord. It's a war of young men. They told Timothy now. Youthful lusts. Youthful lusts.
So hearts that are supposed to be engaged with communion with Jesus is with one girl. How will you have communion? You can't have communion now. You think about the girl before you slept. You woke up with the thought of the girl. How will you now commune? You can't commune with the Lord like that. Flee also youthful lust. You can't commune like that. Amen. It's one of the major reasons why many young people, Satan has engaged all kinds of things. Emotions here and there. Your emotion can just go. You are not under. You are, the Bible says there's something called self-control. Amen. Hallelujah. You are not in control. You can't commune with the Lord like that. They just know how to. You won't be able to commune with the Lord. So your heart, you must make sure that things that enters your heart, you allow some things, you don't allow some things. That's what they call semi-permeable membrane. Your heart is not just everything just go. Everything just go like that. So if they want to spoil your heart in the day, the demon does not need to do much work. They just do. The whole day is gone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, in rounding up, let me mention some few things here. And then, you know, the place of communion is the place where we draw strength, renewal of strength. The Bible says Moses spent time with the Lord, his strength was not abated. Scripture talks about Isaiah 40, it says that those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So if you don't have communion with the Lord, you'll be weak. You'll be weak. You can't walk in love. One of the reasons why people cannot walk in love or forgive is weakness. They are not strong. You can't walk in love. You can't forgive. You are weak. Hallelujah. You can't overlook issues. You are weak. Why? You don't have strong communion. You don't. Where you draw strength from. Communion is a place. You can't relate. You can't commune with the Lord and you are leaving the place weak. Is it possible? Have you ever set time to pray? That's one of the tools for communion. Prayer, studying the word and all those things, worship time and all that. Can you set time to pray and then you start praying and when you finish praying, you get weaker? Has this ever happened to anybody like that before? That means you do not pray. Or you pray amiss. Thank you, Daddy. If you pray well, you will be strengthened. It's just the truth. You'll be strengthened. It's very, even your body will receive strength when it's done the way it's supposed to. Communion is a place of renewal of strength. A place of communion is a place of vision and clarity into God's will concerning the matter. Habakkuk chapter 2. You know, stand upon my watch to see what he will say to me. He will say to me. So when you have communion with the Lord, when you come into communion with the Lord and about issues that are not too clear, and when communion is rich enough, you will leave the place with clarity. Amen. Vision is strengthened in the place of communion. Hallelujah. Moses has a very strong communion with the Lord. The Bible says his eyes did not dim. Praise the Lord. It's a place of answers and directions. When you come to the Lord in communion with questions, sometimes you don't even ask the Lord those questions. You are communing on the Lord, those questions will be answered. How many of you know those things? Amen. If you are not experiencing this, it means that your communion needs to be worked on. You need to be strong enough. It's a place of casting off burdens, you know, and weights. When you get to something is bothering you, you come into communion with the Lord and you have rich communion with the Lord, the burden will lift away. Do you know that? Amen. Hallelujah. It's a place of confidence and boldness. The Bible says that these people were bold. Why? They took note that they have been with Jesus. So you will have communion with the Lord. You will be bold. You will be confident about issues of life. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a place where you have access to his voice and instruction and commandment. Don't go to look for God's voice. Go strengthen your communion. And you will know how God speaks. Can we pray? Is it possible to just pray and ask the Lord for grace as you go to walk with these things, this template, as we go to walk with them? The teaching will continue for weeks, and I'm sure a lot will still come. But at the end of the teaching, indeed, we will grow in communion. It will be a strong thing and become a strength in the assembly. Can we pray?
We hope you have been blessed through these words of life. You can get more messages on our website, www.thecitygatechurch.org. Stay blessed.